goes.
Yeah, braced and ready.
Here we go. Do it.
Juice, man, that shit, that was my shit. Juice, when he was up there, he was like, crank, 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 crank. Yeah, I'm serious, man. And when he came back at him, like,
yeah,
I can't remember what he did, but I remember he was like, when he did.
Yeah, you're talking about like way back, like in battles first started.
What, scratching battles?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's what they were doing in the movie, Juice. Yeah.
All right, speaking of starting, we're starting the podcast. So.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Let's go.
DJ Juice for a second there. Okay.
So, yeah, I like that scratching.
Just heard some turntable terrorism by yours truly. Introductions going around.
Echo Bravo Alpha.
That's right. EBA. That's EBA. Right. And motherfuck over here.
Saint to the Lila. Nah, Saint Tala, y'all. What's up?
What's up?
Tribe, T-R-I-B. Tribe reversing inside blindness energy.
But don't call him Quest.
It's like royalty.
Yeah, but don't call him Quest. Yeah, that's right. And you know this guy right over here.
Yeah, Sir Mildred Pierce.
What's up, everybody? Podcast number...
Oh, I forgot.
Sir.
Sir. You're trying to get my attention. I'm like, man, that old
Sir Hands. Sir Hands.
What's up? What's up?
I think it's numero seis.
So...
Dude, do you know how many laws get passed under our nose while they're showing all of this BS in the news, man? Like, there's so many laws getting passed up under our nose that they just,
they're just like,
hey, man, we want to be able to videotape people pissing. All right, let's do it.
That's Bush.
We want to, hey, guys, you want to extend our vacation and give ourselves a raise? Fuck it. Let's do it. Fuck it, I do it.
That's Bush, man. If somebody tells us we're going to do it.
Sir,
let's just fight Iraq. All right, man, let's do it.
Sir,
say what now?
SIR, sir. Would you vote yourself a raise, man? If you had the option, would you, in good conscience, as a congressman?
If the American public is paying for it, fuck that.
Well, he said... Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, all right. Look at what they make already. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Look at the fact that they end up with... Lifetime, you know what I'm saying? Most careers you got to work 20 years. So you get half your retirement.
You think term limits for
man? They should have term limits, and not only should they have term limits, man.
And I mean, it's just by being into like a kind of a rap feeling environment with other rappers and shit.
Yeah.
I know it's the same thing for politicians, man. If you want a Democratic side. You gotta vote this kind of way, or people gonna be mad at you.
Politicians suck.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm through with politics.
Well,
man.
You can't
be through with politics, man, because that's the stuff that affects your life.
Dude, yeah, it doesn't matter. You gotta move the people.
That's just like what you were saying about democratic representative democracy. Yeah, now, that right there, that just means my word don't really mean nothing. And it's
as
so
long
much,
as you think like that, you're right.
Dude, but not your.
It's
word.
Like people all the time. You're a libertarian, man. Literally, we're never going to win as president. Two problems. First off, this country wasn't founded with Democrats and Republicans. It was founded with other parties, the Whigs and Tories and all that shit. Second off, as long as people think a libertarian is never going to win, then yeah, a libertarian is never going to win. But when you start saying an independent, some independent,
we're just going to take up arms.
Yeah, get that revolution.
What I'm saying is. I mean, they got this thing where they be like throwing us bones, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like all the poor people in America, they throw you little bones, you know what I'm saying, to keep you a little happy.
But they do.
You think you have, but you ain't really happy.
They program. It's a program. I mean, and my man Tribe's got the inside scoop from the army, but and this man over here called the Knight want to take up arms and shit. Of course, the Knight want to take up arms and shit. But nah, I've been watching. You know, at work every day, man. I see the news. for approximately 45 minutes every day. CNN. They repeat most of the headlines pretty quickly. However, let me tell you that they do the most clever job of being psychologically twisted on the people, man.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, check this out. It's something that I've noticed, man. All right. You got the whole thing that we're doing in Iraq, and everybody say, oh, Bush is too violent and blase, blase, blah. All right, look, we know that Fox is for the government, right? We all know that, right? Okay. Now, they do it from that one-sided ass perspective. Now,
they ain't gonna do it when Hillary gets in.
Why would Bill Kristol, all right, the dude that's speaking, he's a spokesman on a political analyst on this Fox News network. Why would this dude sit here on TV saying we're going about the America is being too vague with our lines? We're all of our lines are blurred. We're not being hard nosed enough on Fox News. Okay. Now, to the average person, they're saying, oh, he's right, man. We are being real lax with our policies and shit. We need to get up there and fight somebody. Nah. It's such a backwards fucking brainwash system that they're running on you, man. Because, I mean, like, if you see that this dude, what he's saying and what he's doing, it's so easy to catch, man, that he's like, oh, well, President Bush is being too weak. How the fuck you got the dude saying the president is being too weak on the channel that supports him? It's all a damn program. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
it's always
like,
been that way, though.
Yeah.
But look, though, North Korea was saying like the same. Nah, they was out in the open with their shit. You know, they was like, you're not going to stop me from building a nuclear program.
Nah, dude.
Yeah, but Iraq was
Hitler.
So, yeah, but Iraq is like, yo, we ain't got nothing over here. You know what I'm saying? They're like, and the Koreans over here,
but
like,
they didn't publicize it, dude, but we knew that they had it, but it wasn't from intelligence and it wasn't from anything else. It's because we sold it to them.
Yes. Well, it's cool and all, but we're going to get to change the pace a little bit for real.
A little black box.
All right. Let's move it along.
Movie reviews for movies we've never seen.
Anybody here seen The Lake House?
Nah.
Negative.
Okay. Right off the bat, okay? The first two words, The Lake House, right off the bat, got me going, shit, that sucks. Keanu Reeves.
And now it's going to be goofy.
Keanu Reeves and Sandra Bullock co-star for the first time since Speed. Oh. The two actors who almost look like brother and sister.
Wait, time out. They did Ice.
That's just nasty. Why did they do that?
Hey, man. Okay, these cats did Ice back in the day.
They just killed three stars off that one.
They did Speed.
The two actors who almost look like brother and sister, which is some sick shit because it's a love movie, play out a pen pal love affair through a supernaturally charged mailbox that unites them despite the fact that they are living 2 years apart. It's so basically...
rubbish. Impossible.
It's garbage.
Yeah. Now, this motherfucker has seen dinosaurs chase Jeff Goldblum, but he's like, no, that's impossible.
No, I think that's more plausible.
Dinosaurs should chase Jeff Goldblum. So, anyway.
No, Jeff Goldblum is the
man. Yeah, but he's always an anti-character.
Black hole wormhole or something.
If you like that movie, you suck. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to tell y'all, like, I'll be the oddball in this one, man. Right, like, okay. I ain't never seen this movie, but, off of the thing already, man, I'm going to say it like this. I saw that movie, The Notebook, and, you know, that got me into them sincere love movies. I started crying at the end, right?
Gay,
nah, this is that metrosexual perspective, y'all. Nah, but...
You need to replace stars.
So you're giving it like 5 stars.
The Lake House, if you like The Lake House, then you suck. That's all it is. That's everybody's review on it, right?
Man, hey, nah, that ain't my view.
Well, he ruined it with your brother-sister thing.
Keanu Reeves.
Seen the commercial? They don't even ever talk to each other. They just put letters in a bird box.
Man, message him.
Keanu Reeves has no fucking chemistry at all. You could set him on fire, he wouldn't have chemistry.
Yeah, he's always going to be Bill and Ted's excellent.
I think I'm going to get 3 stars. How many 3 stars are you going to get?
Oh, the Lake House?
Yeah.
What did I have?
1.5. I think you can give half, but sure, that's cool.
Man, I'm going to give it out of 10. I'll give it an 8, y'all.
Boo!
I'm going to give it a 2.
So would you give it like a 10 if it didn't have Keanu Reeves in it?
You know, I would give it a 10 if they showed character interaction during the previews.
Now, if Sandra Bullock got naked.
Man.
Sandra Bullock don't get naked. Like, even when you think you see her naked, it's a body double.
I'm just saying, if you did,
more saw it on the internet.
I don't care if Morpheus do a cameo in it. I don't like it.
Okay. Moving along. I saw the name for this one. I thought for sure this was not even a real movie. I thought when I saw it on the website at work, I thought it was like an ad disguised as a movie ad. So I didn't realize this was a real movie until just now. The Devil Wears Prada. Have you guys seen this?
Okay.
Okay.
You suck if you like that movie.
Based on the best-selling novel by Lauren Weisberger, this film follows a young intern at a fashion magazine and the insatiable dictator she has for a boss. Two-time Oscar winner Meryl Streep, hey, she's done some good movies, stars as the impossibly demanding boss, said to be a characterization of Anna Wintour?
I guess Anna Wintour. Okay.
Is it Winter?
I don't know.
T-O-U-R. I would assume that's Wintour. Editor-in-chief at Vogue, where Weisberger served as an intern. So it's kind of a true story, sort of, I guess.
Two thumbs down. Two thumbs going down.
I ain't even gonna vote on that one. I'm just gonna skip it.
Yo, in my defense, your bad ratings were poorly misguided because, like, you should have waited to use your bad ratings because the level at which y'all thought the movie Lake House sucked is like. It's like way above the level at which this movie sucks.
Well, hold on. I gave the Lake House 1.5. I gave that movie right there 2 thumbs down. You know
so it's gone beyond stars. Yeah. It's back to thumbs down.
No, they're back to it's back to gases rolling around in nebulas for that.
Whoever
one.
Made
I don't. Movie. I don't know because
I'm gonna give it 1 then. I think I gave the other one 3.
It's got Meryl Streep and the novel was a bestseller.
Yeah, it's supposed to be.
You sound like you should be on the Mewtwo.
No, I'm just saying, man. I don't know shit about it. I just
next on Oprah's book.
I would give that 4 because Meryl Streep can just about carry a movie.
If it comes on HBO, I like check out like 2 minutes of it or something.
And now, just because this will make him happy, guarantee nobody has ever seen this. No, An Inconvenient Truth. You know what this is?
Oh, yeah, the album movie. Yeah. Hell yeah.
I don't like to see the album former movie. Vice President Al Gore is in the spotlight to warn you about the very real danger of global warming. This informative documentary is intended to be a wake-up call to those who would rather turn a blind eye to the impending environmental crisis. And let me tell you, when he does that nude scene, it's just...
What?
You can't see it. Tribe actually jumped out of his chair. Like in a cartoon, like a Tom and Jerry cartoon. Like, bam!
That was disgusting. Just the sight in my head that I created when you said that. That was disgusting. Ew!
He just looked like an android like he is.
I didn't even...
you realize he's a robot from the way he's down. Like there are no parts now. You know,
it's like the damn Ken doll. You know,
one day when he dies, they're going to take his body and put it directly into the Hall of Presidents.
All right, I got to admit, I like Al Gore.
I like him too.
So, who the fuck likes Al Gore?
Me. Anybody who was going up against Bush, like, head, you know, you're cool with my book. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, I patted down John Kerry. He looks like fucking the Munster, dude. He looks like Fred Munster. Isn't that his name, Fred Munster?
No, that's from the Addams Family. That's Lurch.
Lurch.
You're talking about Herman.
Herman Munster.
Oh, huh.
That's exactly what he looks like.
What's scary about Kerry is his daughters. They look like him in drag. You never see him on stage at the same time, so I really was wondering if he even had daughters. Like, he was just all a big scam. They look just like him, except in like makeup and a dress.
We're gonna get.
I thought we were talking about Jim.
Like
Carrey.
I think they're.
Okay, back on the alcohol, man.
I'm sorry.
Oh, you got John Kerry, but yeah, he's nasty.
He got a big old chin, man, like a banana.
He is not like a gifted speaker either, man. Like, you can't listen to him talk for more than 15 minutes.
Are
you
going
to do
Bush.
A whole movie?
Really boring. Okay, I'll admit, I like Al Gore now.
I like Al Gore now.
Well, I didn't vote for him before.
I didn't vote for him.
Hey, man. So I'd probably vote for him now.
But that's what I've
been saying. Ever since he's been on Futurama, you know, he's cool.
What?
He's been on Futurama. He goes on Futurama every once in a while.
I'll give it a 7.
You know, I like Bob Dole a lot more when he started doing The Daily Show, too.
Yeah. His little presentation, it looks like a slick little documentary presentation.
I don't know.
It's unique.
I still stand by the perspective.
And it's got cool computer graphics.
Al Gore is still boring, so.
I think he's better than
Bush. I don't think he... Yeah, but Bush didn't make a movie.
All right, so are we rating the movie, or are we rating
I think movie. He understands his boringness. So I'm serious. I think he's adjusted what he's got to do to get his message out.
Okay.
And you see, I think this movie is very like visual.
All right.
So
there's a reason why he's putting it out there.
Yeah.
Most movies tend to be very visual.
Yeah. Well, it's but it is him, like it is him standing on a stage talking though.
Really?
So, okay. I mean, it's a very, very weird mixture.
Computer graphics. So, is this going to be kind of like Eddie Murphy Raw or, like, you know?
Yeah, I think so.
Al Gore.
Like, Al Gore up there, like, hey, you know what's fucked up about the internet? Shit, man, for real. Yeah, then they say this whole ice cap's going to melt down my ass.
Don't smoke,
I'm
going to
give it 7. So, I'm going to give it 7.
Say hello, my friend, Tommy Lee Jones.
I'll tell you one thing. I think it's going to be better than the Michael Moore movies.
7.
7? Wow.
I mean, just because it's politics and he's.
I just go see a movie on a big screen if it does come to Augusta on the big screen, which I would.
I actually like to see things that are real, anyways. I don't like to see made up stuff. I mean, you know, even
like snuff films. And I'm gonna give it 3 stars.
Man, you crazy.
Al Gore's fucking boring.
Nah, he's cool.
Alright, whatever.
He's on Futurama.
Yeah.
That was movie reviews and movies we haven't seen, so we're gonna play a song now.
Matt, it's Yahoo, but I can't remember the song. It's Got No Water.
Got No Water.
Got No Water. Check it out.
H2O.
Smile and show his teeth. You just us, it's not two, it's just one. The middle road called truth, Torah. Yes, it's truth, my brain bruise, open up, peruse with knowledge of God and move up. In the rousing from below till the secrets start to ooze. Don't snooze, it's pure life. The Most High wants us alive. What's the proof? We got life. Oh my God, hi, oh my God, yay. Kabbalah philosophy, that's the deepest well springing. And knowledge of God while you're gaining money. With the light of his majesty. In our world of separation, that's the only way to be. It's time we leave, we won't flee, just walk out easily. It's time we leave, we won't flee, just walk out easily. If you got no water, how you gonna survive? Roots lead you to the wellspring so you can stay alive. If you got no water, how you gonna survive? If you got no water, how you gonna survive? I see the world in a bridge from below to above. Take flight in the sky, got wings like a dove. We're soaring to some mind where the angels call. With the glory of our sin fits like a glove. She bane besame, das femera beame, no, the same hell gain of a soida seha. She bane besame, das femera beame, no, the same hell gain of a soida seha. Life is searching strange places, arms unravel like twine. Traveling, you lose the battle. You're left behind. Golden path, all truth illuminates from inside. Yo, why, yo, wo, wo, wo. Why you searching strange places? Times unravel like twine. Travel, then you lose the battle and get left behind. Yo, why, yo, 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 why, yo, yo, yo. Travel and you lose the battle and get left behind. When Yisrael left Mitzrayim, four-fifths got left behind. Yo, ba, yo, yo, yo.
How long have you been? This interview's by ST.
Yeah.
Like Nestie, y'all. Except I'm not green. But no, that was corny, y'all.
You just been smoking it.
No. Yeah. Well, how long have you been? How long have you been in the same scratching,
place. Man? Who? I've been scratching for maybe. What happened was I was in a band. With Chuck and my neighbor Dan, he played drums, Chuck played guitar, and I rhymed. And since there was nobody to scratch, because they couldn't like play drums and scratch at the same time.
Yeah,
Chuck
no free hands.
So Dan had these two turntables they got from a library. Remember those old, ancient-ass turntables where it's like, it's in a case with the hinge top, you know?
I know exactly
what you're talking about. We had two of those, no mixer, and I was just like, I'd like rhyme a little bit, and I go, wiki, 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 and rhyme a little bit, and that's how I got started in that. And then I moved up to my friend Larry hooked me up with a record player. The record player's on top, and then it had a tape deck and a stereo. There's a big box, and it was like a foot tall, you know?
Yeah.
And I had this old exactly Radio Shack mixer about. Right here. My dad had a Technics 13LK, which is like a Technics made home turntables, too, not just DJ turntables. They bought me a boombox, which had a mix mic in it with a little switch on it. And I would put that on its side and use that as a mixer because you could turn the volume on and off. And that's what I used to fade as I was scratching. And, I mean, I taught myself completely how to do it from there. I didn't get good until I met Richie Rich and actually got on a real set of turntables and actually started, like, fucking around with things. Then I got these, and I've been, like, blazing ever since. So.
Right, yeah, technically awesome with the Technics. All right. How long you been into hip-hop, man? Like, when did hip-hop first get a hold of you? Like, what was it about hip-hop that grasped you, man?
Well, I should be interviewing y'all. Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, because I
want to know. Inquire in mind.
Yeah. Well, I was living in Ohio, and we had, like, Fat Boys, I remember big time. The Break-In soundtrack. I was listening to Michael Jackson, Thriller. Everybody Thriller. Listen. Little old ladies listen to Thriller.
He can't go wrong. He makes Thriller.
Yeah. But, except for the whole, you know, child thing. But anyway.
I heard he was trying to buy some kids from Brazil. Yeah,
like in a crate, you know.
Well,
like,
yeah, well, supposedly, they said on the radio that the dude. Oh, never mind. Go back to your subject.
Trav has this thing where he refuses to allow me to record him bashing anybody. He's like, no, wait, stop. You're not recording, are you?
No, but it's like Saints of Lies. It's like, man, he made Thriller. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to bash him.
He did make
Thriller. But you were about to, and then you stopped.
Because he made Thriller.
Artist of the Millennium. The only person I think who's fallen off more than Michael Jackson is LL Cool J. I don't think anybody's.
R. Kelly.
Well, you're right, because LL Cool J has not had a sex scandal to go along with him. You listen to LL Cool J recently, listen to him back when he's on radio.
He's not good.
Well, yeah,
he's not even writing his own lyrics anymore.
What?
Yeah, haven't you heard that? Jay-Z writes most of his lyrics.
What?
Same thing with Dr. Dre, but...
Well, maybe he just has abs and he wants to be on the cover of every bitch magazine there is. He's been on the cover of every woman's mag and every... LL's new body. I saw him on the cover of Muscle and Fitness. Damn right. He showed you how to get his abs, too. It's the same formula to get the white dude's abs.
Like, if I'm black, I gotta get certain abs...
Nah, it's the same formula.
See, because black person's abs are different from white.
You develop differently, man. It's from all that.
That's what I was at.
I don't get it either.
You know what it's from.
What? Oh.
That ancestral shit, that 400 years of conditioning.
Yeah. They pretty much. I'm solid because I'm black. I mean, if my grandparents are slaves, I should be able to jump higher than you.
You know what I'm saying?
I should be. I mean, I've been... My ancestors pulled wagons with goats in them.
Oh, exactly.
What the oxes do? So hip hop affected you good?
And hip hop has made my life better.
Well, I saw the graffiti, man, that you had done in your book. And what is most of those tags, man? It's hard for me to define, but it's beautiful. Satire. I noticed that in the latter ones.
Satire, IOF, and Sevs.
And what is that? What are those tags IOF mean to you? What do they mean to you?
Okay, well, satire, a big misconception people have is that people choose a name because it means something. Actually, what happened was, I was writing a bunch of other names at the time that I won't go into because I might get to. You pick a name because it has good letters in it. You want a name that you like doing the letters. An S is a great letter, A is a good letter, T is a good letter, R is a good letter, E is a letter. The only one that sucks is I. You notice I always downplay my I's if you look at my pieces.
Yeah.
But the other part is I just like the fact that I'm writing the word satire. I mean, it means a lot to people. So it's cool. I always try to find names that mean something at the same time as having good letters.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear it.
You know, that's a... You know what? That whole thing, I mean, it's not exactly the same, but this is a good way to lead into the guest spot.
Okay.
This is Sir Mildred Pierce's favorite part. Yes, this little background, for those... Favorite. I'll recap this because y'all haven't heard it. The previous story was that they did these horrible things to our friend Jerry where they, like, smeared shit all over him, they wrote all over him and stuff like that, and he slept right through the whole thing. He had a job interview the next day. And it's fucked up. And among other things, and Craig is crazy. Craig's always been crazy. You'll hear it.
The guest spot.
So anyway, 88 Valve. I will never sleep in the same room with these guys.
Oh, they're not getting me.
They're not getting me. As time goes by, you know, weeks, whatever.
Days, months.
EBA pisses Craig off somehow. We're still unclear how it began. But anyway.
Was he pissed off? So many ways.
Craig comes up with the ultimate prank. He's like, I'm going to get Sean. We're like, okay. Well, we'll help you. What do you mean? He's like, I got it. I got the perfect prank. I'm like, what is it? I'm going to pee in his mouth. And I went, dude. I'm going to pee in his mouth.
Mouth.
And I went, I'm not fucking helping you. I said, I'm not doing it.
Hold the mouth open?
I don't know.
You shit on your head. Half the jaw open. So I whip out my man.
EBA would start to pass out when we'd watch movies. And Craig is like, oh, yes, I'm repeating that. Every time. But then EBA would just be like, oh, I'm going to bed. He'd get up and go to bed. So one day, Craig would be like, dang. Like, that was it. But then, time passed. And he got pretty confident that he would be able to just bust up in that room nice and quiet. He had already gotten Sean's, like, really, really good, which I will tell you now, I guess.
Come on.
This is the thing that pissed me off about it. He wanted to pee in EVA's mouth. And I was like, dude, that's harsh, considering the impossible sit-up. So I'm sitting there, and I'm a backtrack, just for those who don't know what the impossible sit-up is. I come over to Void's house. Craig's there. He's like, yeah, there's this new thing called the impossible sit-up. And I'm like, okay, I'm game. I'm relatively athletic. What is it? It's like, when you spin around 25 times with your eyes closed, and then you lay down on the ground, cross your arms across your chest, and try to do one sit-up. You can't do it. I say, yes, I can. So I spin around 25 times with my eyes closed, hop on the ground, and as I come up, boom, I hit Void right in his ass with my forehead. Now, granted, you know, I hit him right in his khakis, you know. Fine, you know, funny.
No, I think I had boxers.
No. You had your clothes on. All right. Because I remember this vividly.
If I could just
open my eyes. EBA comes over, and we're like, dude, there's just no way. He's like, I could do a sit-up. And we're like, I wouldn't even tell you what it is. Because he's like, dude, I could do one sit-up. He's like, but you can't do the impossible sit-up. And he's like, all right. So he spins around, and he's like, you know, cocky. He's like, one, two, three. He hits the ground, crosses his arms, and Craig instantly drops his pants. He's butt-ass naked, steps over EBA, and spreads his ass cheeks like this. EBA stood up and put his nose all up in that shit, and then he farted.
Doink.
That was what we call a direct injection of a fart into one's respiratory shit.
For the record, I did not make contact, yes, but
EBA was so mad, he shoves Craig, and Craig is already, he's laughing so hard, he just falls. So he just, he's a pantsless wreck, laughing, and EBA is like,
oh, you're gay.
Yeah, you're gay, because that's what gay people do, is just stick their nose into this ass. So anyway.
Actually, I think that might be what gay
people. It might be, I don't know. So anyway, I'm thinking, no, the pee in the mouth thing is just way too much. Well, one day, Craig has been mustering himself to do this, and he walks over to the room. Sean always took the same room, and he would close the door behind him. There's no lock on the door. So Craig opens the door. EVA instantly sits up, and he goes, is that you, Craig? Are you naked? I don't want to see that. Where are my glasses? It's to me. If you didn't want to fucking see it,
why did you need your glasses?
Fucking glasses?
See, because I have to go, I have to escape, but I didn't want to trip over shit. I can't see.
Well, door? Greg, we're naked in the doorway. Where the fuck are you going?
Go out the window?
Yeah, that's it.
Well, I guess
yeah,
I
but he
die.
Wasn't going to just stay. He wasn't going to stay in the door hanging over my dick. It's dark. No, he's going to come
it's
over.
He's going to jump on you.
You know what color it is?
No.
No, he meant dark as in the absence of life. That's my favorite EBA story.
Yo,
those are all true stories.
That's phenomenal.
Yo, Larry's the trip, man.
Yes, he is.
He's crazy.
It's just, Larry. The truth is funnier than anything else, man. Yeah. That's where everything is funny at, man. The truth.
Larry
so,
for the world.
I'm glad you guys enjoyed that, since we're talking about historical things.
This day in history.
On July 12th.
I'll tell you what happened today. Grandmother was smacked by her baby.
What?
Yes.
Your grandmother was smacked by her baby?
No, a grandmother was smacked by her baby.
Oh, just a random grandmother?
A grandmother was smacked by her baby, and a dog breastfed off of a woman who was blind that had a child. Thank you very much.
How do you?
What happened today?
You were intoxicated.
Nah.
You were highly intoxicated.
Nah, man, nah. But it's possible, though. Think about that, man. What if a blind woman was trying to feed her child? Except for they would notice the hair and the long ears. Unless it was a fucked up baby.
Well, why would a grandmother punch the baby in the face?
Nah.
It happened somewhere in the world.
The baby slapped the grandma. And it did happen somewhere
right
in the
now,
world.
A man touches a pig. Coincidence?
We I think so. No.
Well, that
was the
State,
man. Y'all ever watch the State when it was on TV? They had a whole thing. Coincidence? I think so. It was go through all this
weird
shit.
I don't get that. All right, I do.
somewhere in the world, the dude is grabbing his balls and talking about a pig.
Why?
Probably nearby. We are in South Carolina.
Yeah, man. They're probably talking about pigs that are, like, literally pigs. You got the shepherds that talk about the pigs, literally, and then you got the damn black folk that talk about the pigs and being the pigs. 5-0.
1933, Congress passed the first minimum wage law in the United States.
Passed the minimum wage law in the United States, and it has not been changed since.
Wait, you want to guess what it was? Everyone want to guess what it was in
1933?
$1.35.
I don't know.
Quite
close.
5 cents? You're probably
right. 5 cents?
It's 33 cents an hour.
Whoa!
That's pretty good back then.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Back then, like, $20 could buy a car.
Yeah.
Like, $100.
Well, I know my dad told me that he used to get Whoppers for a buck. Or a quarter or something like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, when I was a kid, like, McDonald's hamburgers were like 25 cents.
Yeah. Really?
Damn, I'm old.
Really?
No, trip this. When I was a kid, I would go with my parents to, like, Sears and shit like that. And, they, you know, those little gumball machines and stuff they have. You could find a penny on the ground and get shit out of it.
That's whack.
You can't put less than a dollar in most of them things now.
I know, man. They got like the damn deep ass quarter trays.
Yeah,
4 quarters deep. Or you gotta damn put 50 cents in and then twist it to access the next hole and twist it again.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck that complicated shit.
Damn conspiracy with the damn gumball machines. They'll all die in the Great Purge.
And they always give you the homie sitting on the eight ball. What else has happened today, man, in the past?
Yeah, right. What else has happened today?
It was a really boring day, actually.
Yeah.
Throughout history, the most boring day in history.
Is that what it says in the Wikipedia article? Today was the most boring day in history. Yeah, boring shit like the war.
Yeah. Well, do you want to hear about the Seven Years' War, the 1759 Seven Years' War between the French?
Let's hear about the French War. Did they still use the perfume back then?
It's like in the
So which side were the Indians on?
It's the French.
Those damn French bastards.
You know why?
I knew it!
If we go to
How long does 7 years war last?
It doesn't say.
Really? Damn!
I looked through who was born.
Yeah, Bangkok.
And there's nobody interesting except maybe Bill Cosby.
What do y'all think of Bill Cosby now?
Bill Cosby is the man, will always be the man. One dude that tried, a black dude tried to buy a television network or some shit, and they don't want to sell it to him. Fucked up.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I remember hearing about that.
I mean, how, like, they don't want you in real positions of power. They let you get in play positions of power. Like, Jay-Z, he's in a position of power. But there's still, like, several white dicks ahead of him.
Well, you know, it was funny. I can't remember who, I want to say it was A.C. Alone, but it probably wasn't. It was someone like A.C. Alone said, if everyone who bought Jay-Z's album voted for him for president, he would be president.
What?
Yeah, how many records has Jay-Z sold altogether?
But you look, most people got damn volume 1, 2, 3 and Reasonables out. You know what I'm saying? And the Blueprint. Most people got the whole damn thing. So really, you gotta divide that by like 6, which is still a strong liberal runner.
Yeah. He would definitely make an impression.
President? Man, no. I mean, he even sold a lot of records, but I mean, I wouldn't take it.
I'm not saying that either. The problem with the black president, and I'm not being racist, I'm just talking about the situation, okay, is this. You can't have a black president without a black vice president. Because if you put a black man, and you can't have a black vice president without a black president. Man. Because if you put a black man in office, there's going to be some racist motherfucker, Aryan nation guy who's going to be like, there's a black man in the office, I got to go kill him. Nah. And then go shoot him, put a white man in office.
You know what, Dave Chappelle said the most damn profound thing in the world when it came to that particular thing, what you just said. He's like, I'm going to have a Mexican as my vice president just as insurance.
Yeah, he was like, all you're going to do is open up the border. There will never be a white president and a black vice president. They'll never,
think so?
Because no white dude ever be like, yeah, I got a black guy as my vice president. He just would not do it because he know that'd be his death.
Colin Powell?
Colin Powell? Yeah, I'm not born for no Colin Powell.
You know, his son is a scumbag. For real. You know who his son is? Michael Powell. He is in charge of the SEC.
Nothing happened on July 12th.
Yeah, that's
ever. In the whole history of man.
Nothing.
I mean, it's like the most boring day ever.
Zombie, pirate, ninja, robot, monkey news. Little man of lesson.
Ninja.
I saw the pirate movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Were there any ninjas in it?
Yeah.
There were.
Yeah.
That's awesome. There were ninjas in it? Were there any robots in it?
No ninjas in it. Like Jet Li or something.
They had ninjas back then.
Yeah, I know. But not
the author of ninjas, thousands of years old. It's a time-honored tradition.
Not many in the Caribbean. But I think they set up for a third movie without a doubt. So I hope they go to China or something and meet some ninjas.
Do they have any robots?
No, I don't think so.
Any zombies?
Yeah, they had the old zombies.
Okay.
They had the monkey zombie pirate, which is...
Three of the five. Yeah,
three of them.
Oh, and the octopus.
Yeah, it's got the octopus.
Yeah, but octopuses aren't internet cool, so, you know, we don't do octopus news. We'll have to do octopus news one day.
Yeah, they got eight legs.
Don't do. This is the octopus news, man.
Yeah.
Octopus news. I saw the pirate movie.
Okay.
It's got an octopus.
So is that the news? You saw the movie. Well, that's good news right there. Good scoop. Good scoop.
Good movie.
Okay, well, you know, nobody else is reporting the story that you saw the movie.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, they should really, like, Fox should totally hop on that. Wikipedia. Yeah.
You know what? He didn't say nothing about the movie. It's just like they had monkeys and zombies.
That's all you need to know.
Yeah, well,
in complete juxtaposition to that, we're going to play another song. You want to play your song?
This is called the Namorin Amateurs, all right? Saint Allah.
Saint Allah.
Do your thing, man.
I've been rhyming for many moons, it's a science. Not too many men can use a small step for me and many steps for you. True hip hop is kept in quiet, raps left around in private. Deny it, fire like the fuse. Fuse to the bomb and the bomb go boom. Mom and pops moved to a Congo tune and made doors true. A constable since 83, talking till my face was blue. I'ma rock you like hip hop's brand new. Straight forward doing like Chris Cross can't do. No random dudes spitting rhymes from a Bentley coupe. It's just time before I hinder you, render you like Bush number two. Speechless with fevers, shaking in your boots. Like lumber dudes with timber falls and altered beasts with gentle paws. All addition, simple chords, river strong. I brought my swimming on so we could get it on. Raw, all prison door with the flow. Give it soul, sitting on my mountainside, yelling Figaro. Keeping trees, rings, pick a low, drink no. Come and pick a bone, smooth as silk, send you with the home. Since I've written home within my flanks. My mental been schooled at the Citadel. My nimble pencil been imbued by the spirit right. And dude skipping rope. My spirit's simple than dude. Hoodwinked, I told I couldn't think. If I watched a nighty scene and a flick that I should blink. If I heard something obscene that I should not repeat. Program delete, command does not compute. Take a stand for what I believe, be a man. Do what I gotta do.
Baby, I got to make it, I got to stay with what I got to. Hate this, it's awful. I'm afraid that it's all true. For all you prove that the world is true. And if you did no right, then use a hot damn fool. Man it up, bend it up, slamming trucks, slamming thugs, trampling on the rush from Manny Gump. And a handy cup, turn it up with a manly gun. The comedy trash always can't be stopped. Man, it can't be tough. My flaws connect, a night of Rohan, like the new man, and the land is first program. Out to a banana.
Command of stamina, they handle amateurs and champions too. Storyteller, Saint Allah, great to me. Making one planet move stars. Damn it, who's hard? Man, I'm right here, I ain't standing too far. And I strike fear when I spit a few bars. An Elm Street nightmare with truth pours. You can call me Freddy Krueger, spewing bars with a set new car. Though I'm willing to pay a red cent for a new car. Push a hoopty, wouldn't get me booty. Don't need that really truly. Cause though she gets unruly, got a cutie looking gravy. Though she popped a baby out of booty. The baby made looks as if created for a movie. His eyes blue jewelry. Practice what I'm doing. I'm relaxed with what I'm doing. I'm the Puerto Rican Asheville, and that's an active movement. Sure speaking, rap selling morphine when rap's filling. Sore beating from cats filling. Whore teachers using poor English. Thug 101 pimp theories. A bunch of nuns screaming, Lord Jesus. More grievance, more heathens. I'm floored with it. Speaking on it, short thing, cuz rhymes like eating fake religion. Whack rappers and politician. A force head meat, and it's sure damn sweet. Got sorcery to force feed heat. Never portion lyrics over beats. Nah, song to me, that's at least three sheets. More bars than a Xanax fiend. More stars than man has seen. More heart than man has beat. Cause of course we use a lot less feet. So with heart disease, they damn you. The rapid camel in this answer, but you couldn't hold the candle. The hammer hot metal and the anvil. My lyrics, for example, an iron pod to brand you. Channel many spirits' angles. That's why I'm ample with the rambles. And I disentangle wires crossed and mangled. I'm not the same dude. I'm out the shame dude and his land crew too. Get out my way before the Saint Duke, you! Misconstruing every word I threw like your name was Mr. Noodle. I noodle scruples and my marbles and you getting used to defending past, present, and the future. Not a groupie, but a grouper. MC people mover. Not a fight chooser, but I'm not a fight loser. Got the right tools to bite right through ya. A day in the life of a fable. I'm plagiarized, labeled as a hater by labels with enabled rhymes. Get a drum, say the cable guy. The spunk say, yeah. My freestyles require clean up on aisle 5. My higher cloud, 9 smiles, brighter stout wine.
say till I relax, it's about damn time.
And it's the LXC crew, y'all. See y'all, but we can't see you. What?
You dudes keep doing what you do.
Me and my team, we ain't got nothing left to prove. And it's the LXC crew, y'all.
See y'all, but we can't see you.
And it's the LXC crew, y'all.
See y'all, but we can't see you.
And it's the LXC crew, y'all.
See y'all, but we can't see you.
What?
You fools keep doing what you do.
Me and my team, we ain't got nothing left to prove. And it's the LXC crew, y'all. See y'all,
but we can't see you.
So, that was like my first complete song that I was able to actually accomplish, man. Like, I had a lot of ass expensive equipment.
Like right?
And that was like the first song that I was able to do and get done. I didn't even know what the hell I was doing twisting the knobs. But I was
sounds good, man. It sounds good.
That was the best quality that I've been able to accomplish, man. And I was real happy with that. But on the quality note, I don't want cats to be discouraged from doing hip hop, regardless of like what they working with. I mean, if you only got Fruity Loops and a Pentium 2, and you got a POS microphone, a Philips microphone, you know what I'm saying? That's what I always say from Walmart, because that's what I was working with when I first started trying to write rhymes and stuff.
Yeah.
And hey, yo, every artist ain't got expensive ass oils and a dope ass canvas that's been, you know, custom crafted where the damn canvas costs, you know, hundreds of dollars in and of itself. You know, every artist ain't got these things, you know. So, I mean,
yeah.
There are artists that are super duper ill with nothing but a pencil and a piece of paper, you know, college ruled, if that.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, that's not to discourage cats. I mean, you don't. You know, you do what you do, and if it sounds good to you, but be honest with yourself, man, because if you suck, then you suck.
Also, stay in school and don't do drugs.
Smoke weed. I will advocate smoking weed because the whole nation needs to smoke weed. We need to get off this pissing while we drug test and blah, blah, blah. The whole world, in fact. Yes, I agree with Sir Myrtle.
Mildred.
Myrtle.
Sir Myrtle the Turtle.
What? I thought we were talking about Myrtle Urkel.
Since we're talking about you and your music, why don't we review the world?
Mildred reviews the world.
Serenity.
Alright. You've seen it, right? You're a big
fan,
right?
Yeah, well, I'm very into the Joss Whedon thing. I'm into, right. Man. It's good.
That's the only Joss Whedon thing I like. Like Angel, yeah. Buffy.
You know,
he hasn't done
Buffy. Toy Story was good.
Yeah, I love this.
Joss Whedon helped write that.
I like Shrek. I like all of them.
He does good things. She's gonna come out with good stuff in the future, I think.
The interaction that he creates between characters is awesome.
Yeah.
I've never actually watched Buffy or Angel, and I'd probably give it a chance because
he did.
Firefly is so good. I mean, and I know most people say when they talk about Buffy that there's just got really top-notch writing.
So what about Firefly?
I give it a 5 thumbs up. So, it's my second favorite sci-fi. So
based upon, why do you give it a thumbs up?
You know,
man? What's your?
I'm gonna guess Star Trek.
No, Futurama. It's my favorite sci-fi.
Okay, I mean, I don't know.
It's brilliant. Sure. It's better than Simpsons. Without a doubt.
That's arguable, but barely. I won't fight you on it.
Yeah.
Hey, if I were to give Firefly any thumbs down, it would be for getting canceled after 13 episodes.
Yeah, that's retarded, you know.
Everybody was shocked. Because I seen the movie first, and then I ran the series, and you just get like, yo, this was a series? You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, this is based off a series? And I went back to the first season.
Yeah.
And I was just like, yo, so they don't even know Chick is like, you know, super duper.
And she don't ever express her powers really throughout the series.
Yeah, there are little hints at it. Remember the one part where she's like standing on the railing, like balancing perfectly?
Yeah.
That's the first time you start to get it. And then when she blows those guys away later on in the series too, she like walks out, grabs a gun, and then closes her eyes, shoots 3 people, then hands the gun back to Kaylee and walks back into the ship.
I remember.
Yeah.
She does it like it was like mathematically. Yeah. She was just like, pow, 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 pow.
So, yeah, alright, so five thumbs up. Okay.
Canceled.
This is going to be interesting. A song, band, or album?
Yeah.
Outkast.
Oh. ATL. Oh, Outkast in general?
Aliens.
I don't hear too much from that album.
Over the Woods.
I know
your mama and your cousin too. Rolling down the strip on Vogue's, coming up, slamming Cadillac
Doe's. Yeah, yeah. I stopped in the mall the other day, heard coughing the other week. Yeah, he, yeah, I mean, he ripped it, man. He did this, like, it was just like a talking.
Yeah, Quimini. Wheels of Steel was on that album?
Yeah.
Or do you like Alien?
It went hard, man. So
it gets, it gets some thumbs up from the title alone. AT Aliens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's Aliens from Atlanta. Because they're kind of like, they might actually be Aliens.
And the second album, they might be Aliens, Genies, or some shit.
Might be a porn. Slave. Well, yeah.
And then Andre's the alien.
Yeah, I think he's the alien. I think Big Boy is, because they was always saying that Big Boy didn't write his own rhymes, but he was writing his rhymes. I think that's like what he captured.
Yeah,
I remember watching.
I'll give five thumbs up to our future alien overlords. So,
man,
yes. I don't want to say anything bad about aliens.
Yeah, Dre's gonna be the like,
Michael Jackson, definitely. I think we got to edit anything out, any mention of Michael Jackson from before, because he's an alien.
Dennis Rodman. No, we can't say nothing bad about Dennis Rodman. You're a great guy.
If I'm scared to say anything about anybody, you know, it would listen, be Michael
if Dennis
Jackson.
Rodman listens to this podcast, he'd be pissed.
Shit, man, aliens.
I know you, I hope you don't,
you don't think they can listen to like 6 billion things at once? Because they have the aliens.
Hey, man, just imagine if there's some aliens on another planet right now smoking some reefer, wondering the same thing about us. And Lord knows we can't think about no 3 million things at one
time.
They don't
smoke reefer. They smoke like Quignogs over there. They got like those strict Quignog rules. You can't carry over 2 pounds of Quignog on you. You get arrested for real.
I know there's a planet. Check it out, man. I know there's a planet, right? I know.
You can smoke, I can tell you it's going to be good.
No. I know there's a planet that got weed trees. You know what I'm saying? Like pine trees, but just... Because you know what? I seen a bit of it.
Just covered in weed.
We almost got it.
Why not, right?
Well, check it. We almost got it. We are this close to having trees that fucking tall. But tell you how. You ever been... You know the White Savers in Augusta?
This is going to take a long way to get back, but okay, go ahead. Sure.
You know the White Savers in Augusta?
All right.
And they got big old trees that look just like some weed, man. Red hands and all. Well, it just ain't weed, man. All we got to do is find out how to put the weed in that motherfucker, and then we'll be smoking for days, nigga.
Now, hey, yo, you can get weed trees like 14 feet high, man.
Yeah,
if they're outside, yes, dude.
You want the small plants?
Yeah.
But a tree.
But it kind of grows out and it doesn't have that much pot on it.
But I know there's a planet where aliens have figured that shit out.
Oh yeah, they genetic engineer all that shit.
Shit, man. If we had the government,
you know
support,
what? Maybe
man,
pot is lethal to them. You can see them. They got more biologies than we do.
Well, hey, just like the damn bacteria saved us in damn War of the Worlds. But
yeah, exactly.
Imagine if we had greenhouses.
All
man.
Aliens are getting high off weed.
Imagine if we had greenhouses that were like...
What do they see when they get high? They see earthlings?
I see the same shit I
see earthlings when they get high, man.
It just makes me not depressed.
I got that so high this one time, man. I saw this car drive up. These people got out of it, man. It was crazy.
Yo,
they're walking around. They're like, yeah, I'm looking for Ohio. And then they like got back in the car, drove off, man. I couldn't believe it.
Man, they come in all different colors, shapes, and sizes.
Well, while we're talking about pot... Why don't we go ahead and play a song? Well, y'all like this. This is a song I picked up. A little slice of mid-90s hip-hop goodness. Most people don't even know about these guys anymore. The group is called Dirt Nation. The song's called Khadijah. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Y'all ever heard this before? She sat in the car, passed me the number.
things that you miss. Remember that 50K? Well, yo, the cops got pissed as I was driving through the car wash. The scene was crazy funny. The car was getting washed, that man was laundering the money. And remember Miss Brown with those badass kids? Well, Junior got knocked, so now he's doing a bit. So I spit a 3 G's to help the beta rent. Because before a check comes, you know the money's spent. And here's that other stash that's left with the rest. You wanna smoke a blunt, I got the boom cess. And yo, remember that pig that tried to play a poor sucker? Remember that pig because we shot the motherfucker. And thanks for the studio, you funded down on Linden. And man is getting busy, fact track TV spinning. And how's my little nigga? I see he's getting bigger. Let him chill for the summer, I teach him how to pull the trigger. And teach him about his people, the whys, the lies, and how they labeled us unequal. But for now, it's with the boots. I know you're sick of seeing that vaccine, both daggers in the jail suits. So come here, let me whisper in your ear on how I really miss you and wanna hold you near. Just relax, don't worry, don't sweat. The phone is ringing, I think I better get it. Hello?
Yo, JB, what up? This is Z. I just had a bird give me word from the street. The feds are thick, man, they looking for Khadija. I think they got some shit to send up, so if you see her.
Yo, hold up, E. Khadija's on the couch with some fat fillies and some 12-ounce stouts. She just finished telling me about the soft bit. She did it, not a bitch, try to take away her kid.
Watch me if they catch her this time, then she's done. So back up the shit, we gotta get the Buddha Queen on the run.
Word.
You know we owe her much favors. From me to you and every one of the neighbors. So what we doing about the cops? Can we get out without popping off the glocks on the block?
Yo, we that, what the fuck? I say we load the motherfuckers here and blow the fucking place up.
Yo, JP, now that's raw. So get the C4 and back it up around the front door. I put the word on the street that if they come to your crib, then they might find what they see. So meet me out front. And don't forget to tell Khadija roll a fat Buddha Queen blunt. Khadija got away.
Khadija, Khadija, my Buddha Queen. Got sent up at the age of 18. Dirt Nation niggas took care of green. And now we got Khadija taking care of the scene. Khadija, Khadija. Khadija, Khadija. Khadija, Khadija, my Buddha Queen. Got sent up at the age of 18. Dirt Nation niggas took care of. And now we got Khadija taking care of the scene. Khadija, Khadija.
Man. So yeah, Dirt Nation with Khadija.
That was a fine song. Was that Eazy-E at the end there?
No.
Sounds like that, you know, from 95. Sounds so dated next to tracks, you know, from The Roots and from Blackalicious from 94.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Track is definitely fresh.
Let's go back to Mildred Reviews the World.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, number three is a book.
The Bible.
The Bible.
The Bible. Okay, that's a new one, but sure.
It's kind of, it's really a little bit too long for my taste. I'm serious.
Those baguettes. See, now I'm afraid to curse while we're talking about the Bible. I feel like I'm going to go to hell.
You can say shit. That's not like taking God's name in vain or anything like that.
I don't know, I just feel weird about it.
Technically, you just did, because it was in the same sentence just then. You used the S word.
Well, I said shit. I don't care about shit.
Man, my grandma kicked my ass.
Well, when she listens to this podcast, man, you better just, you know, hope you're nowhere. Oh, wait.
Alright, so what do you think, man? How many thumbs we can dedicate to this call?
Well, like I said, it's really long, and it could have been kind of trimmed. To just, I mean, how long? I'm just talking. When I talk about the Bible, I usually talk about the New Testament, because the Old Testament, I mean, that's a whole other ballpark.
That's a whole other
craziness and extra shit. So, talking about like Jesus and stuff, his little story is a little bit shorter, and you know, he's got a lot of interesting stuff.
That's the stuff that they mostly base everything.
Jesus was the best character.
Yeah, if you're Christian, then you're
gonna be. He's got to be perfect, you know what I'm saying? So they can't put too much into the Bible.
Do you think Jesus ever turned water into Kool-Aid? I mean, I've done it.
Well, I hope they had some sugar wherever they was. So I can understand.
So I'm going to give Jesus three thumbs up. Maybe four. Maybe three.
Any thumbs down?
For the three for just having way too much shit in it.
It's got, you know, the baguettes. You can edit those out.
I think Jesus should have written his own book.
This is memoirs.
Yes, I mean,
yeah, like his
as opposed to leaving it up to everybody else. If he had written something down, then it would have been a little bit
more poignant.
Yeah,
you might go blind if you turns out we got the story a little wrong because he actually was a shoe salesman.
What?
In Idaho.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, next category.
You know what? Actually, you know what? I always said, man. I had wrote this poem, man. At the end of it, towards the end, I was saying like, you know, I'm not really sure if the Lord really wanted us to know, because if He did, He would have wrote it up in the sky. So all you got to do is look how to get by, because even the book is written in the devil's eyes. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not sure if we really supposed to know, because like I was saying, like if it was rolling up in the sky, like the Bible was written
I think ultimately
that was poignant. I like that.
The base message is that you have to find it within yourself, basically.
I agree.
And that's most of what the big guys that make it as far as Jesus say, you know, like
I agree.
Buddha.
Dude,
or,
that's what I'm saying. I think that like the supreme being, the spirit or whatever that governs all things, like we're like, man, these people are just so ignorant, man. They're going to divide themselves based on their skin and what the fuck they look like. They ain't never going to get along based upon their spirit and their religion and shit. Oh, so what do we get? In one of my songs, I make a similar comment, man. I'm like, you know, so we got Buddha, Jesus, and Allah. You know what I'm saying? We got different skin tones, all speaking basically that we should be righteous and non-judgmental of each other. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And basically all good role models for each of the individual races to like follow, you know what I'm saying? In history, the only people that were really crazy were monotheistic people. People that had like multiple gods and whatnot were, you know.
Well, you want to know something? I think that's why they really wanted to get rid of Malcolm X.
Because I was going to say Martin Luther King. Well, that's the same shit he says.
Martin Luther King in like a good way, but when Malcolm X was just like straight negative, I mean, sometimes the government sees that as a positive, so they can be like, see, look what they're doing.
Point to.
Yeah.
Somebody to point to.
Yeah.
He's a
look
threat.
At that ignorant fucker.
Well, it's always good to have a threat, because a threat keeps people focused on what you want to focus on.
Exactly.
It keeps them not focused on what it is you're doing.
Same thing about North Korea.
Just, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
You know, the terror alert. You know, it kept on raising up. After he got elected, it kept on going down and going down. You know what I'm saying?
What color is it right now?
Probably
orange.
Nobody knows.
Pink.
You know
what I'm saying?
What do you do when it's orange? You wear like leaded underpants? I don't know.
Yeah.
But do you see that they're always taking candy from strangers? I don't know. And before, a video game.
Yeah, a video game.
Is Super Mario Bros.
Yeah, it's okay. It's fun.
Man, it was just the launch pad game. It was the first game people were used to. It's
definitely like a part of history. I mean, this came out like in 1987 in the United States, and
how the hell do you know that off the top of your head after smoking a bunch of weed?
I should know shit like that. I know video games.
I was
and this came after like a 3-year drought in the video game industry.
Let's come to Mario.
Yeah, I'll give it 3 up. I think maybe
I consider that a travesty right there.
Maybe 1 down for I don't think it really holds up.
You never liked the music either.
That's a huge complaint about Nintendo's. They still do it. They don't give you an option to turn off the music. I mean, how idiotic is that?
Well, back then, there really wasn't a way to do that.
I'm sure it wouldn't have been that hard.
I don't know. Or maybe no one thought about it.
They needed something to upgrade to.
Yeah, but they still do it.
I know. Now is an excuse when you're right.
Well, it's like they do it out of
tradition. Come on, the Mario theme's classic, man. I mean,
yeah,
there's an orchestral version of the Mario theme.
And eats part of your brain. All right, what's the next category?
Next category is a food.
Shouldn't talk about
food.
We should skip the food.
Boston butt.
Like a big ribs. Old pork? Ribs? I don't
know. Ribs. How do you ribs. Do? Yeah, how do you do about ribs?
I don't like ribs.
You know, like Boston butt ribs.
Yeah. Barbecued ribs?
Yeah, I'm not big on it.
You would have liked them the way Scott did them.
There's never enough meat on them, and it gets all over your hands. And
it is,
yeah,
man,
my mom's ribs, man. Hey. That sounds so weird. You ever had the ribs my mom prepares?
I mean, you say that sounds weird.
Yeah, only
you had the ribs my mom prepares. Because they're like, man, it's like 1 inch of meat on each side.
Were you growing from her mom's rib?
I'd try your mom's ribs.
Thanks. Come on over.
Play the xylophone.
Say, hey, want some of my ribs?
Baby back.
Yeah, that's so weird.
Yeah, okay. Enough of that.
Yeah, so thumbs up from Tom?
Yeah.
Baby back ribs.
It's a good concept.
Boston butt.
If it had more meat.
The delivery medium kind of fails. Yeah. It's like a great song that you hear on a cassette or something. You know?
I feel you, man, because there's really...
There's no other
like,
way to eat
what about, it's like crab meat. It's like eating crab
meat. Crab meat's pretty messy, but...
You know when you get ribs, that they always cut them real short. You never get like a rib that's like the full length of a rib. And it's not that they couldn't cook it, because the...
Shit, they had it at Scott's like that.
Yeah.
Scott's really? Like, ah! Yeah, you had to cut them yourself.
Did it never look like, you know, in the Flintstones, you know, when they bring the thing out and knocks the car over?
I ate one of those.
Man, I've never seen that. There's a lot of meat.
That's a reason to do Jurassic Park, for real. Dude, who cares about a park? Damn, just...
We ain't gotta eat no cows.
Eat some dinosaurs.
You eat dinosaur meat. No shit, I would do it. It'd be like big frog legs.
Okay, alright, next is a place.
Alright, a place.
Damn.
Hell.
Hell.
Hell. Okay, we did the Bible. Please review Hell. Dude,
five thumbs down.
Exactly, what else are you gonna say? Five thumbs down, duh.
Kevin, but.
Hot in the summer, hot in the winter.
No, check it out. Check it out, there's something y'all forgetting. You need to give it one thumbs up, because all the really good entertainers are going to be there.
Oh, yeah.
Elvis is going to be there. Well, not, I don't know. I'm not sure. Elvis fan, but you know Johnny Cash is probably there.
Yeah. So, if you're imagining hell where there's a thumbs up, you ain't imagining hell.
Yeah, all the comedians ain't going to be funny. Yo, their hell is going to be
straight up. All their entertaining value.
Yeah, yeah. They'll be in front of the crowd.
They've lost their talent. And they're stuck
okay,
in hell.
Okay. How about... Where else are you going to see Hitler, like, repeatedly being ripped apart by wolves? I mean, come on.
Yeah, like...
Your guys would be gouged out because it would be pleasurable for you.
Yeah, and they'd put you on there, too.
Your eyes.
Yeah, but at least you'd be like, I may be getting ripped apart by wolves, but so is Hitler.
But see, if you have that satisfaction...
Y'all just don't look at the bright side of things.
If you have that satisfaction, they'll take it away from you. They'll take your eyes out.
Yeah, they're going to take your eyes out.
And they'll make it to where you... Or they'll mute it. They'll put a big black box on it. The FCC governs hell.
Yeah, that might be true. So five thumbs down, no thumbs up, huh?
Hell no.
On hell.
Okay.
I ain't the devil coming after me.
Number eight.
Trying to make hell look
number good. Eight is an event, historical event, or you know, something in time. New
JFK
old.
Having sex with Marilyn Monroe.
Okay, sounds good.
I heard her brother did it too.
With her?
Sex with JFK?
No, with her.
Had sex with
his brother?
Yeah, Bobby.
You said I heard her brother did it too.
Sex with her. Yeah.
And I'm trying to figure out which person the other. Either way, it's weird.
Yeah, yeah.
So JFK, so they ran a train on Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah, they did. Yep. That's why.
She came up in there like, hi.
Bobby got the sloppy seconds?
She said, I want to run a big second marathon on the Kennedys.
Yep.
Probably, man.
She said, your daddy's importing liquor? Damn right.
Yeah. So Marilyn Monroe double-teamed the Kennedys. All right.
Five thumbs up on his ability to get that bra.
I bet maybe four. I mean, he did get shot in the head.
You think after he fucked her, he got like the seven-year itch? Number eight, a concept, an idea.
Oh, yeah.
What?
It blows your mind.
What?
Hip hop.
All right.
Hip hop.
It's been very influential in my music, so I think hip hop's kind of the art form of like the world. It kind of represents just the whole world now.
I think it's the first true American culture.
Well, I think even then, it's something that everybody in the world listens to. It's just.
Well, it's the first music I can think of that is 100% American beginning to end. I know it's got its roots in African tribal music and all that, but stuff. I'm talking about, like, the incarnation, the hip-hop that we know and love, the true school stuff, I think is the first real American culture. It recycles, you know, the older, like, a lot of soul records and stuff like that, and the spirit of those things. And I listened to George Carlin recently. He said something really profound, actually. In his comedy, he said... One of the things that fascinated him about, he said specifically, he called it black culture, but just, I think it's true of hip hop too. More, he says, it's interesting because you have a group of people who over the years have fought to be free. And you think about it, the African American culture and the hip hop culture and all that type of stuff is the most free. You know, people who are in that culture express themselves more openly. They're more honest. They're more, you know, you look at the other types of genres of music and other types of things, they're very reserved, and they aren't as, they're more like, well, you have to pay for this, whereas hip-hop shows, I mean, how many free hip-hop shows you got to? Or hip-hop shows were like, yeah, it costs, but you can get in, you know?
Yeah.
That type of stuff. And the whole attitude of it, you know, is we share, this is our music, it's for everybody, that type of attitude, which does not happen with most of the genres of music. They're very exclusive.
I think it's very, the music's probably the most empowering music, too, and I think that's why it's so popular all over the planet.
And it's like, it's the voice of, it encompasses everybody. Like, it's one of the few musics. And there are people who are like, no, you can't listen to it. You know, but for the most part, it's the music that, you know,
well, there's
you want to listen to it? Come listen to it. Please, come listen to it. Enjoy it. Spread it around. And that's, I think that's really kind of, you know, deep, you know.
I think a lot of people are threatened by it, though.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. A lot of people are threatened by it.
The voice that it gives.
The interesting thing is, you know,
it shakes up the status quo and.
So, hip-hop stars?
I think four. I think most of the music that I do, I think definitely the most influence that goes into it is hip-hop, and I've pretty much considered myself kind of within that genre on the edge there.
I want to see you run one day.
I think the whole...
Straight out of gas, yo, what's up?
The musical process of doing hip-hop is kind of this new philosophy in general in music.
Yeah.
This kind of idea that you can appropriate from other people and make it into your own. But anyway, what's the next category?
So the next category is British royal.
A British royal.
Good luck.
What?
Do you know British royals?
Royal. It's a Mildred Pierce thing.
Right? Mary Tudor.
She had serious mental issues, I think.
And she became a popular alcoholic beverage.
Bloody Mary?
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
I don't know what's in a Bloody Mary.
She killed. It's got like lots of people.
Yeah, she was. She hated the
Protestants.
Yeah, like her sister, because her sister was Protestant. That's why they didn't care for each other.
Well, it's because her dad was a fucking nut. I mean, you know, the grape nut don't fall far from the tree.
Yeah, well, Elizabeth didn't go crazy like a total nutcase.
Uh-huh. Because man, she saw that. She saw what the fuck happened. They tried it twice. She wasn't gonna be the charm.
What?
I don't understand.
Third time.
And she ended up supporting her father.
It's like Dungeons and Dragons right now.
But she was England's first queen, so you have to kind of enter that. England had a few queens before, but they lasted a few weeks because people didn't dig the idea of having a queen. But for some reason, they took on to Mary.
It's all the kids.
All those heads they're cutting off, I guess.
So she gets what?
What is?
Like
Mary,
four thumbs down for being a crazy ass, crazy bitch. She thought she was pregnant half the time, but she was just fat.
But she, I'm serious. She was on.
I don't think I'm pregnant.
Well,
she what?
You're not.
She was on Candyman.
Nah, that was the Candyman. She was inspired by her, I believe.
Was it?
Well, the myth is the same, that you're supposed to say the name X amount of times.
I won't do it. I don't believe in it, but I won't do it.
What? Queen Bloody Mary?
Oh, I won't do it. I don't believe
in
it.
How about, like, screaming Queen Elizabeth in the mirror?
Wow.
That's good stuff.
Elizabeth.
That works. Okay.
That's pretty much it.
Last category is the wild card category. You can name anything in the universe.
Masturbation.
Nope.
What? The Bible, hell, masturbation.
How do you rate it?
Nope. It's pretty close. I think maybe four thumbs up.
Well, that's an odd way to do it. I have two, so I don't know how.
You
have to get someone else involved.
So I'll give it two thumbs down there. I mean, it's kind of gross. And
hey, clean up the motherfucker, man.
Listen. It's five.
It's not sex, you know.
It's five thumbs down because it's four guys in the room. That's my.
Yeah,
I'm not talking about.
When do you
about
masturbate
it
with three other guys in the room, the man?
I never have, and I don't want to talk about it with three other guys.
Yeah, four. That's pretty much all.
Who
I want to talk
is
about,
more
so
expert on masturbation than four dudes in a room? Like we got like from the northeast, south, and the west.
Dude, is that? Though.
Nah, we ain't gotta compare notes and shit, man. Hey, I give masturbation five thumbs up, and I give it two thumbs down. It's an excellent, great experience, and it's the best way to prevent transmitted diseases in babies, but It's an awkward cleanup, and if you get too overzealous during the course of a day, you can hurt yourself.
All you need is a sock, man.
Yeah, drop that beat right quick, man, and I'll bust a freestyle and shit. Just real soon.
I suck at beatboxing.
Go ahead, man. Hey, I like that. Go ahead, hold it down. You know. Yeah, yeah.
I think you should pick up the mic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm freestyling, man. It's wild late, don't understand. Gotta go out for prom date, yo. Gotta get the tux, yo. Button black tie, yo. Get the in limo, and then I to the ride, yo. Yo, went to like 5 prom dates. One at Deer Park, one at the Fox, in the ATL. Yeah, now I'm rapping with my man Tribe to my right, and my man EBA left, yeah. And then we got man Sir over here, keeping chivalry alive. Yes, it's killing me inside, cause I'm killing it, killing it, killing this rhyme over top of beatbox that he's breaking from his lungs, yo. Yeah, lyrically I'm well hung like I'm from Africa. Got you locked up like you living in Gattaca, cause they checking your genes and checking your spleens and checking your seeds to keep them on a leash. Yeah, they feed you from a short hand, from a short spoon, and it's made of bronze, never silver, because they wanna make you quiver, make you shiver, because it's cold in the snow and they don't know all the trials that you've gone through, that you went through, because we mental, that's why we write on these pages with a pencil. Graffiti man, and he's sick with it, twist with it, b-boy kick flip it, yeah, and then he kick push like that dude.
You know what just occurred to me? Why the fat people always got beatbox?
I don't know. You got a big chest.
You got
just
a lot of
chest. Oh, is that what it is? Yeah, I got a lot of... Man, that's not easy to do, man. My hand is like covered with spit right now. Yeah. Wow. I don't think I've done that since I was like 16 or 17, for real. Well, that's the podcast. It was this number 6. We got this email thing real quick we're going to play here. Contact us. Bing, bing.
Hi, kids. Please remember to send all emails to SirMildredPierce@gmail.com and EBAOFVN@gmail.com. Thanks.
SoundClick.com/Saint, S-A-I-N-T, Talah, T-E-L-L-A-H. And then also soundclick.com/LXE. Check them out, y'all. I love you, Mom. Caitlin, you a bitch for not answering your phone.
Whoa.
And,
damn.
I love my children.
Is your mom going to listen to this?
One hip hop, yo.
She loves it.
Nah, just the most.
Larry's human. Part.
Big up to all of our listeners. You're getting some emails. Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Please send those emails in. It's the fuel for our fire. We got an email here. It says, I'm a scratch terrorist. Hiya. I was listening to the first, or second, if you look at it that way, Shapeless Mass Cast last night as I went to sleep and thought you might like to know that the scratching at the end woke my girlfriend up. She was quite alarmed by the noise, although enjoyed it muchly when I played her a reprise this morning when we woke up. Enjoying the shows. Big up to you and Sir Mildred. Signed, Tops.
Hey, Tops.
Thanks, Tops. You're the Tops. Haha. Tops.
Tops. Big up to you, Don.
Dave, Todd, you know.
All that.
Everyone.
Yo, I think Charlene's going to listen to this.
Matter of fact.
About damn time.
Everybody that influences hip hop in a positive way, and Talib Kweli.
Mos Def, Dead Prez, Talib Kweli.
Yeah.
Pharoah Monk. You know what I'm saying? Dude, Chaos, somewhere. Man, look, Rakim. Yeah, KRS-One. All them cats, even Ice Cube, you know what I'm saying? All them cats, man.
Alright. Well, on that note, check it out. Some turntablism by yours truly.
Turntable terrorism.
Turntable terrorism.
Yeah.
That's right. Check it out. Later.
Love you, EBA!
Dog breastfed off of a woman who was blind that had a child.
You were intoxicated.
Nah.